I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Olin Krutz.
The Bears' number one issue continues to be scoring points. And we all came into this year saying, if the defense can't get the turnovers, can the offense take the next step and score enough points to win a game? Right, if they don't put them in good position to score. And the answer ended up being a big no.
Olin Krutz.
Coach Nagy, he is an offensive guy. He brought his scheme. But he's in charge of the team as the head football coach. Is he willing to change the scheme to benefit the team, which means he has to fire himself as the offensive coordinator? When they look at this and sit in a room, Big Ant, like me and you would, and be really honest with each other, if they do that, you have to question the direction that this offense is headed in.
Olin Krutz, every week with Mully and Haw.
He probably doesn't like you,
but he loves to talk Bears with Mully and Haw.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. What a joy it is to talk to Olin Krutz. He, of course, our guy, and he joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, and we're as excited as children on Christmas morning to get to talk to Olin. Good morning, Olin. How are you?
Morning, Olin.
I'm good, guys. How are you guys?
You know, we're kind of parceling out what was said yesterday and just utterly confused sometimes by what's being said. And I understand you don't listen to everything. It's the actions that count more. But, you know, a couple of things jump out at you. And one of them was listening to Matt Nagy talk about his new staff and the idea that Juan Castillo is coming in. And not only is he the offensive line coach, but effectively he's in charge of the running game. And Clancy Barone will help him with that a little bit. But, you know, we had a texter immediately say, wait a minute, didn't they just fire one of the best offensive line coaches in the league, and now a guy who's been out of football is going to come in and save the day as the running game specialist? I don't know what's empty words. What's the truth behind it? What did you hear?
Mully, you are good at this, man. You know that them firing my good friend Heastand pissed me off, so you're trying to get me going early this morning. Bringing up the run game and Juan Castillo and Harry Heastand. But look, that offense is broken. It was broken last year right there, 29th in the league. It's always interesting to me that we always circle back to the run game when they really don't really try to run the ball. And their passing offense is also 25th in the league. So their offense is just not, you know, they're not doing what they want to do. Ryan Pace drafted Mitch Trubisky second. He brought in Matt Nagy to groom Mitch Trubisky. And that's why you hear all that confusion at the combine, because there really are no answers for where Mitch is and how Mitch played last year. So they don't really know what to tell you about where this team and where this offense is going. I think they're still searching for answers. I think what's really important for anybody in that building to do, or anybody to follow the Bears to do, is really go back and look at what Coach Nagy said the combine in 2019. It was about the same comments, right? We got to get this offense going. We got to get the run game going. So my question for him is, what's different this year? And the answer, I'm sure, would be that they hired, you know, DeFilippo and Lazar and Clancy Barone and Juan Castillo to change that run game. So it'll be interesting to see what they bring to the table, right? Because we all know what Mitch Trubisky's limitations are. So they don't need to tell me where Mitch is limited. I know where he's limited. I know he has a hard time processing information in the pocket. And that's what they say that these guys that they brought in, and that's what Mitch needs to fix. Well, my question for you is, what if he can't fix it, but you're shoving him in the same scheme again, it seems like to me. And what really wins in the NFL, right, is, okay, Mahomes just won the Super Bowl. Well, he looks like a Hall of Fame quarterback. So you can shove him in the pocket and let him process information and let him win games, even though his offensive line can't block. But everybody else has to either run the ball and play great defense and get turnovers and stay unusually healthy to get to the big game. So to me, that's where it seems like the Bears should be looking. They should be looking at maybe improving their front four on defense to get after the quarterback, maybe run the ball a little more like the Titans did with Tannehill, run that zone scheme and boot, which Mr. Trubisky was drafted for. But obviously we didn't hear any of that yesterday at the Combine, and we didn't expect to hear it after watching who they hired this year to improve their offense. You're just going to get more of the same, and then eventually you're going to hear what you heard yesterday, the fact that Mitch Trubisky needs to eventually listen to coaching. Well, part of coaching is putting the guy in the best position he can to succeed.
Olin, I don't want to trigger you, but I would like to have you explain the biggest difference then from going to, from Harry Hiestand to Juan Castillo, mm-hmm. in that, you know, philosophically, are they going to be coaching the run game differently? And if so, can you summarize how they're going to do that? Because I do think there are differences in the way that you coach the running game, that you coach your mm-hmm. offensive line, and that things that you emphasize in terms of a philosophy, that if that changed, that is significant, and that could lead to an improved running game.
Right. It'll be interesting to watch. And Juan Castillo has been in the NFL for a long time, and him and Coach Nagy coached together in Philadelphia. So maybe their chemistry will be better than Coach Nagy and Coach Hiestand's chemistry was, and what they want to do as far as running the ball. They brought in Heifetz to be a RPO zone read scheme, right, which Mr. Trubisky struggled a little bit with, again, because we go back to talking about when you do that scheme, the quarterback has to process a ton of information on every play now, not just on pass plays, not just reading the field, but he has to make decisions and read the field and read the defense on almost every run play. So it'll be interesting to see if they take some of that out of his hands, some more of just called runs, just run the ball, get the ball upfield. But as far as your question goes, I have to watch to see where this run game actually changes, because when you take a look at film over the years of Juan Castillo, DeFilippo, and Lazar, their offenses look a lot like what Coach Nagy is running. So as far as technique-wise, I'm sure some techniques will change. I never played under Juan Castillo, so I'm going to have to watch preseason and watch what the Bears' offensive line is doing a little differently than Coach Hiestand would have done. But, look, they have to make some changes on their offense. So when you take your personal feelings out, which I try to do, you hope that it's just the chemistry between Juan Castillo and Coach Nagy. And I think Coach Nagy is just hoping that Juan understands what he wants out of his scheme a little more than Coach Hiestand did, because that's the only thing you could really think of that would change in that run game, because plays don't really change much. You just can they get more out of their players. You know, a lot of their players were not healthy last year. Their tight end position really hurt them. When you look at the Bears offense and you think about, okay, if you go into the season and tell me that J.P. Holtz is going to be your best tight end in that scheme that Coach Nagy likes to run, we just saw Travis Kelce in the Super Bowl, well then, you're going to have a big problem on offense.
It's fascinating to me, Olin, that the player representatives have voted to send the league proposal for labor peace to the full membership, and they're going to vote on it now. Obviously, that includes a 17th game in the season, and I'm curious, could your body handle that? How difficult is it to tack on one more game? I mean, everybody looks at it and they talk about player safety. And I don't know why the Players Association is so eager to get this done. There's still another year left on the contract. Usually these things abut deadlines. But what's your take on it?
I mean, not really fascinating, right? If you take a look where the league is and the TV ratings and all the streaming services and the internet, and now that gambling is legal, I'm sure the owner sat that executive committee in a room and said, look, this is what the TV deals, these are what these guys are about to offer, right? This is what you guys are about to get. You're about to get 48.5 or 49% of this offer, and we're taking away this $250,000 cap we put on the 17th game, and this is the amount of money that's going to be in the pot. And the players probably said, oh, well, that sounds pretty good, guys, because you look at this NFL and this league, and it's very healthy, right? I mean, there is a lot of money to be made off this game of football, as you can see with all these new leagues popping up all over the place. As far as the 17th game goes, my first reaction would be probably no. I don't know all the analytics on it and what it could do to you, and I'm sure they do, and I'm sure it's all presented in a room not having all the information. But if you really think about it, right, and you really take a look at maybe when I played and even the guys before me, the contact is way down, guys, right? You've been in camps now. I mean,
sure.
These guys are barely hitting in camps. They're barely hitting in practices throughout the year. So even with this extra game, I mean, I think that they only have 14 padded practices throughout the year. Nobody does two-a-days anymore. I don't think it's legal anymore to do in pads during camp. So overall, contact is way down in the NFL. So, you know, obviously there's more risk of injuries for a 17th game, but I'm sure the contact is even less than, you know, say when Coach Lovey's first year in 2004, I think it was, before he went to one a day in camp, which was an absolute shock to my system. So I had to end up at the bar every night because we're only doing one pad of practice a day. But, they don't do 2 days anymore. They're saving these guys' bodies. I'm sure they put them on the executive committee, which was always interesting to me when I played. I'm sure they put them all in a room, and these executive committee guys took a look at the numbers that was about to go into this salary cap pot and said, okay, I guess we can do that.
That's the voice of Olin Krutz, and Friday, noon to 2, join Olin with the Scores Hub Arkish for a live broadcast at the Chicago Golf Show, 37th annual Chicago Golf Show presented by French Lick Resort, Friday through Sunday. Free golf, free lessons, great deals, awesome travel destinations, and much more. So, Olin, before we let you go, if you were a player and you got a ballot in front of you today, would you vote to approve the new CBA?
Yeah, again, I just don't have everything they're offering, all the numbers, but I would imagine that, when, like we talked about earlier in this conversation, the answer would probably be yes, with where the league's going. And obviously, when you take this vote now, you have to take yourself out of it and what's best for you. And you have to vote what's best for the players, for the retired players, for the players coming up. And I mean, I know there was a problem that, you know, right now all the best players are getting all the money and everybody else is getting league minimum. So hopefully they fix that. But I just think, Dave, with where this league is going and how healthy it is, and we all know what TV ratings are, and we talked about gambling being legal now and all these streaming services wanting a piece of the NFL. I just think this money is about to get astronomical. And I don't know how you can say no to probably what's about to be offered in these TV deals and what the owners are probably offering the players.
I also read somewhere that there's a possibility that ratings go down a little bit because it's an election year, and that the owners are fearful of if Bernie Sanders were to win somehow, that would really damage the value of franchises. So they're eager to get this done for that reason. So who knows?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's anyway. All above my pay grade, right? I mean, you want to talk about, you know, power O. I mean, listen, we got to get the double team to the backside linebacker, okay? That's what we got to do.
Good stuff, Olin.
You're the best. Thanks Olin.
Appreciate it, guys.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.